The following shiur has been presented by Rav Daniel Dombrov, Dayan at the Beis Havad, and has been brought to you by the Beis Havad Halacha Center.
We find in today's daf a number of different agadas regarding the yetzer of a person. The Gemara in Amud Beis brings a memra: "V'chol yom yetzer misgabar la'adam avakish tahargoi, v'malay kadosh baruch hu oizrei eino yachaloi." That the yetzer on a constant basis looks to destroy the person, and without the help of Hashem, a person would never succeed in overcoming Yetzer Hara. There's a fascinating mimer from the Nachlas David in his Drushes, the base David, in Drush Yud, where he explains over there that there are really two different components to the Yetzer Hara as it relates to a person. There's the Yetzer d'Avodah Zarah and the Yetzer d'Arayos. It's the Yetzer Hara for Avodah Zarah and perhaps Deus Kaisvais, false ideologies. And then, as well, there's the Yetzer Hara, which is for that of for Taiva, Yetzer Hara for physical desires, the Yetzer Davera. And he explains that the Yetzer Hara of Avodah Zarah has to do with the Tzura of the person. It's more the person in a more of a conceptual sort of way. And the Yetzer Hara of Avera is from the Chumri of the person, the physical side of the person. And he says, and his Machalik, that the Yetzer Hara of Avera, which is more of a physical drive, is something that a person on his own has the ability to overcome. We find the Gemara, the following Gemara says that that perhaps it's with the Terah Tavlin, with the Limud HaTorah, that it enables him to overcome it, but it's something which the person with the tools he's given can overcome. The Yitzhara Da'avodah Zarah, which is something more conceptual, more Tzura, is something which the person on their own cannot fully overcome. And that's our Gemara, that Amalei Kadosh Baruch Hu Oizrei Yachal, that it has to come on to assistance from the Ribbono Shel Olam. He goes on to say that the Yetzer Hara, by giving into the Yetzer Hara, that is it creates the energy, the negative energy, which enables Amalei to thrive. Amalei is the physical manifestation of the Yetzer Hara. It's the Ra in the Bria, and it's unique. Its nourishment is from the sins of Kal Yisrael, is what feeds it its negative energy and enables it to survive and flourish. And he says that's we find two Lashanis in the Psukim in regard to Amalek. There's one Pasuk where you see the term is used, Machay Timche. That is something, our obligation to overcome and wipe out Amalek. And that refers to the Yetzer Hara of Avera, which is something that we can accomplish. Therefore, it's directed to us, Machay Timcha. There's another, the other Pasuk uses the phrase, Machay Emcha. Machay Emcha, referring to the Ribbono Shel Olam, will destroy Amalek. And that refers to the Yetzer Hara of Avodah Zarah, which is something which we cannot overcome completely. Amalek HaKadosh Baruch Hu Oizrei Eino Yachaloi, and it requires HaKadosh Baruch Hu's assistance, and therefore, it's referred to as Machay Emcha. Ultimately, it will be the Ribbono Shel Olam that will complete that Mechia. And he goes on to say that when it comes to the Maisa of Purim, really we find both of these aspects. That we find that Klal Yisrael, the Gemara Megillah tells us that the Gemara brings a Machlekes, and ultimately comes out that it was both, but the Gemara says the sin, which was the catalyst for the Sakana of Purim, was actually two. There was two things that the Klal Yisrael were nechshel, and there was the Hishtachavul Tzelem, the Nebuchadnezzar set up the Tzelem that Klal Yisrael as a whole, leaving out a few individuals, were nechshel in being Mishtachavet to it. And there was also, in addition to that, there was the Tzelem of Haman, and also it says that they were Nene Misudos Shel Achashverosh. And the Nachas David explains that these two chatayim were feeding the negative energies to Amalek through these two kaiches of the Yetzer Hara, which he gives other descriptions to it. Then we find other terminologies, the Samach Memu Bazugoi, and I can go into that. But these two Yetzer Hara were fed by the sins of Klal Yisrael. The Hishtachavul Tzelem was the Chet Yitzra the Avodah Zarah, and then the Nanami Sudasa Shal Achashverosh which went along with, besides for the actual Achilu Shasiyah, the Medrash tells us they were Yechshal and Bishal Akum. In addition, it says that Achashverus set up Zaynes Mibachutz, which were Machshel Chal Yisrael, and that was the Yitzhar Daveira. And through these two Koiches of Ra, was Amalek's power in the world was strengthened to the degree where Haman was able to actually enforce his will as Gzeira on Klal Yisrael as a result of these two Averis. Perhaps the Nitzachin in Purim was also brought about with Klal Yisrael overcoming and conquering these two Yitzrim that they were Nichshol in previously. Because we see that the avodah that they engaged in order to bring about Yeshua was they fasted and they were mispalel. Leich kenosis called Yehudim to fast and to be mispalel. Perhaps it was to fast was the inyan of the Yitzra d'Aveira that they were now doing teshuva and refraining from achiva as a way of being a skarif to the Ribbono Shalom. And the tefillah, the reliance on the Ribbono Shalom, the recognition that they were in danger and the only one who could save them was the Ribbono Shalom, was perhaps a tikkun in the michshal of the Yitzra d'Avodah Zarah. And ultimately, through those two Avodahs, they were able to then be zeichet to the Yeshua of Purim. Levi, we should be zeicha bekarev to the kiyum of both Machay Timcha and Machay Emcha bekarev b'minu amin.
The Daf Yomi Halacha series has been brought to you by the Beis Havad Halacha Center. To sign up for the Halacha Center's weekly interactive e-journal, please email subscribe to info@thehalachacenter.org.